Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cody, just say what's up, man. You know we old friends.
Cody Parkey has had his challenges here in 2018, and here can send the Bears to the NFC Divisional Playoff game from 43 yards.
Ice that ass.
And the Eagles take a timeout. Parkey's kick did go up, and the kick was good.
All right, Cody, go miss that next one. Go on the sideline, man.
So that was the relaxed one. That was the mulligan. Now this one's for real.
Take a deep breath. This is the season. This is it right here. Kick, and it is.
I feel bad. I was talking so bad to Cody.
My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ makes no mistakes.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That was Malcolm Jenkins. He was wired up for Inside the NFL, and he was trash-talking Cody Parkey, but I believe he feels worse this morning after that Today Show interview.
Former teammate Malcolm Jenkins.
I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And
most of all, thank you for listening all week.
Boy, that means a lot to us. And thanks to Dustin for his unending contribution. It's still going on. And you, Kevbo. You. Thank you, buddy. And you you were very good yesterday on the Screamers and Howlers podcast.
Thank you.
Where can people get that?
On iTunes, on 670thescore.com. You can follow us on Twitter, at Screamer Howler.
And Ray, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. And now is the time in the program that we welcome in Dan and Connor for the last week.
Morning, guys.
He's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Good morning, guys.
Hey, this is what a surreal morning. Just bizarre. Absolutely. What's the interview with Cody? What's going on out there? Take me through the production meetings.
Okay.
Take me through the genesis of this.
It says, what producer pitched it?
Right. Here's what we have to
we're
do.
We're in our power hour. We're in our power hour. Yeah. We don't want any violence. We have a very high number of female viewers at this point. What can we talk about? You know, I feel bad for that kicker. Do you see how good he was?
What is the gender of the viewers
Let's
have
call
to do
him up.
Anything?
Well, he might not want to do it. Tell him we'll just throw softballs at him because that's all we do.
Well,
okay.
I think I don't understand.
Well, I think they don't want violence. They want something to fill time.
Today's show has skewed very much lately, and I'm not talking about Today's show. That's to speak generally speaking. Morning television shows tend to be more less news and more human interest than ever.
Well, This guy's one of the least interesting people around.
No, there's a human interest element to this, Dan. I think that, you know, this is a guy that on their air, on NBC national television, on a highly rated game, one of the ratings were through the roof for the Eagles and the Bears.
That's true.
Failed miserably on the last play of the game. So that's compelling because I understand why the Today Show would book him. I don't think they did a good job in providing context for why they had him there.
Once the Today Show has the idea to have him on for all of those reasons, and I get those. I don't necessarily agree with the idea of the Today Show wanting to do it, but you know, if those are the reasons you're going to get your viewership, you don't want the violence at your power.
Yeah.
Fine. What's the pitch to Cody Parkey?
What violence are they avoiding?
Why?
Well, the stories that they play in that hour are they try to avoid blood and guts in that hour. If you watch the Today Show regularly.
I don't. But what blood and guts would they otherwise be showing?
Have you seen the national news at all? There's a lot of stories out there that are pretty dark, Dan. And rather than concentrate or contemplate one of those, you go for more of a human angle.
Okay, so what's the Today Show's pitch human to Cody interest. Parkey? Why would Cody Parkey want to do this?
Venue.
Well, that's a better question,
that's
Connor.
That's what I don't understand.
As a viewer, I don't understand that part of it, except for I don't think it necessarily, maybe this is absolving Cody Parkey when he shouldn't be absolved, but I think this smacks of an agent getting involved. This smacks of an agent wanting to prop his guy up to say, look at how good he's handling this. And look what he is all about.
But if that's the agent's angle, and I don't think you're wrong, if that's the agent's angle, then you've got to understand, you've got to assume that the agent thinks Cody might not be long for the Bears, and he's trying to get a different job for somebody else.
Do you?
No, I don't. But play that down the line. So now the agent's pitch to the next organization is, look how graciously he took the loss. And by the way, when he loses one for you, he'll be right back on national television 5 days after he loses that? How is that a good pitch?
Well, let me ask something. And I'm not being mean here, but where the hell is the general manager? Why isn't this guy? I mean, they had a hole at kicker. The guy made a terrible series of mistakes in one game. They didn't offer competition. They just said, we're going to go with a wish and a prayer and a dream and a hope. And now the guy fails. And you take a week off because I'm waiting to see what happens with the defensive coordinator. I don't want to have to do two conversations at once. Maybe we can change the story. They are required by the league to speak in the week after their season ends. They don't do it. And then this guy talks effectively twice before we hear from the general manager.
Yeah, it's bad management of a news cycle.
It's clumsy and it's unfortunate because you felt like this whole Bears season has been about kind of hitting reset and rethinking the way that we view the Bears in terms of perception. And this week has been clumsy because you've dealing with the disappointment, first of all. Then you're dealing with you want to hear from Ryan Pace. I think fans would like to hear from Ryan Pace.
For the first time since signing Khalil Mack.
Yeah,
yes.
we haven't heard from him. And then you're fed this national televised reminder of how much it hurt Sunday night watching the double doink.
It's not the only story. It's Cody Parkey isn't the only story at the end of the Bears season. They need some resolution from the general manager. I understand that Trey Burton has been through a little bit of a car wash media wise and explained as best he can what happened, but you haven't gotten the process from the Bears on what happened. And that matters.
And at least
that matters to me. They gave
him too much money, right? They paid $9 million guaranteed, so they felt they couldn't cut him, and so they got caught in this thing. And now that maybe they were hoping that they didn't have to cut him for next year, they'd have him compete and he could win the job, and then they there would be a moment where everybody could be bailed out. But the fact that he goes and talks for a second time, it just kind of underscores, like, oh, he's still here. You know, it's the old there's different players over the years where I would turn to Kent when I was covering the Bulls or whomever and say, oh my God, that guy is on the team? That's a perfect opportunity. We just saw him come onto the court.
With Jabari Parker?
You can cut him now. You can get rid of him. Like, because when you forget about players, then it just kind of leaves your mind and you forget how we just need time.
NFL teams make decisions to cut players. They factor in a lot of different things. Yes. Do you think that Cody Parkey's decision to go on the Today Show without necessarily the team being involved in it will affect his status on the team?
I think it has to.
I think whether they think it does or not, even subconsciously, the fact that he was just on national TV branded, that's your name, Chicago Bears kicker. That's not free agent kicker Cody Parkey. That's Chicago Bears kicker.
You know, he traditionally drives home from Chicago.
Okay. Now, what was that?
I don't know. Oh, it's his first year here.
You and your wife have this tradition of going home.
You're gonna do it for the first time.
That's a lack of preparation by whoever, by a producer, by the interviewer.
Over, you go
the guy, home. The guy hit six posts right upright.
That's a tradition too.
Out of 11 misses. Why? How could you not mention this wasn't just a miss at the end of the season?
It's one of the worst kickers in football this year.
That's it, Malik. See, the story has to be told in full, and the story is, that was made harder to watch and digest and everything because it was the sixth time something very bizarre happened. And the odds of that happening made this one of those gee whiz type of stories in journalistic speak.
And they ignored that. I thought it might bounce in and they all are like, did you think that?
No.
Oh, look at you.
Nobody's
You're
laughing.
So cute. And your wife loves you. Let's bring her out. What was this?
That's why I don't understand how Cody Parkey or his agent, whoever wanted this interview to happen, wanted it to happen. Like, how do you hear the Today Show pitch, the questions that are going to be asked, the tone of the interview, and go, this will make me look great. I'll be fine here. This is an opportunity for me to what? What's
he's
the
naive.
End of that sentence?
He is naive.
And the Bears have to help their naive player.
You know, I don't think they anticipated. Really.
No, I mean, if that's, look, if, look, I don't disagree with that, television.
But how do you anticipate this? How do you anticipate this if you're sitting at Hallis Hall and you're thinking, you know, oh, we're going to have – Cody's going to go on the Today Show this week and embarrass us on national television.
No, you're thinking, how can we keep this story out of the headline? We'll talk about it next week. And you're doing what?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. When you go dark, as the Bears have, you create a vacuum for the Trey Burton thing to happen. You create a vacuum for this to happen. And they could have come out, had their press conference – and or you know, you pull the John Paxson where it's like, you know, right after a game you say, oh yeah, by the way, we're doing this now, let's go
post game, last game of the season, let's do it at 9 o'clock at night and hope nobody pays attention. And it worked for the Bulls that time that he did that. This is the Bears, the way the season ended, the way the season went, you can't do that responsibly. And I think they did though wait there. I think they were waiting for an opportunity, Vic and midweek, and that was going to be the clarity they could provide. Our defensive coordinator is gone. We're going to move on. And that was going to be the headline, the story.
You can always do a conference call if something changes after you.
Yeah, why do two? Why not do two?
They released a statement on Vic. They're all, you know, appreciative of his contribution.
Social media.
Just for you. Just, thanks so much.
And it's very, very strange.
Nice words on social media that Cody Parkey didn't see.
Yeah, he didn't look at social media. And I really thought that's why they were having him on, to talk about the bullying.
And that would have been valuable.
Things.
That would have been worthwhile.
There is something to that.
They didn't get into that.
No, they didn't get into anything.
Somebody doxed him. Somebody put his cell phone out there. I mean, so there was, and he's, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I'm just shaking my head at the whole thing.
Yeah, I was saying to David, I think he's available if you want to have him in. You probably could fly him back from New York.
He's got to ask the same question.
He's nothing to say.
Yeah. Oh, he and his wife would drive back, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's a tradition. How are you going to handle all this?
We got some, we'll talk about this a little bit. There's the situation with Ed Donatell is interesting in that you think just if they were going to give him the job, that's pretty easy. You don't need a formal interview process in this case.
You know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting. He's been there. He's in the building already. I can think it's like, right, move to this office and here's your new paycheck. All right,
way
great.
To go, Danny.
But John Morosi will talk baseball. We'll figure out what's going on in the new reality of MLB free agency.
Oh, he's really good.
It's not just the top two guys. It's not just Harper and Machado. It's what baseball business is now. Now that business people have figured out what is good business and bad business around the league, and it's changing everything. Midday Midway at 11. Mark Schanowski, we have rescheduled him for 11:40 today because we got to get a mid-season reset on
what
the Bulls
that.
Are trying to accomplish. And we'll say hey to Patrick Manley at noon. Three chances to win $1,000 and a pair of passes to the Cubs convention.
Mm. Nice. All right, we'll be listening.
Have a great show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.